Hey everybody, how are you? How's it going? I hope that you're having a positive day. So I'm in the car, driving up to Solihull, which is about a 2-hour drive from me, to go to a business mastermind meeting. It's raining, it is grey, but I feel good, and I don't think the weather needs to dictate the way that we feel, so that's just an extra point there. I don't think that it's important. We create the feeling that we want every day, and we are responsible for our own attitudes at all times. So look, on that point, I would like to share with you three common traits, three common qualities that people, from my experience working with people now for over 10 years, helping them to achieve a physical change and a mental shift in attitude and motivation and positivity, three qualities that everybody needs to have if they're to be successful. So when you really think about this episode that I share with you today, I want you to really think, are you displaying these three qualities? And are you doing everything that you can to set yourself up for success? So I'm going to keep it very brief. I'm going to be straight to the point, keep it very simple today on the Super Self Live. As I said, I'm in the car driving now. It's 100% live, unedited podcast. So here we go. All three are centered around yourself. So the first quality that you must show is self-belief. Without self-belief, you have nothing. If you're not going to believe in yourself, then who is going to believe in you? You have to be the one that guarantees that you have that self-belief. It's the only place that it can start. Is it within inside of you? You have to develop it. You have to bring it. You have to show it. And it can be there without us even knowing. You know, we have it inside of all of us. It is there. I don't care if you're in a place right now where you're feeling pretty low, if you're stuck. I don't care, because I've been there myself. What I care about is the fact that you need to realize your self-belief, because it's in there. There's a part of you that was there as a kid, you know, as younger you. You had that fearless side. You had that little spark inside of you that was just like, you know what, I'm loving life. I'm going to go out there, and when I grow up, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I want you to retouch with that. I want you to get that back, because that's so vital for your development as a human being, as an adult, that you have that self-belief. You can do way more than you even know. You know, it's just that we have these fears and these limiting beliefs that get in the way, that shut us down. And a lot of the time, they're very irrational, and they're based on false understandings of what's possible, what other people might think, what other people might have done, their opinions, and it's very fabricated, and we should not take that to heart. Your self-belief is the flame that should shine the brightest and the strongest, no matter what's going on, no matter what the weather, no matter what is happening around you. It's all about what you bring to your day, and it starts with self-belief. So spark that self-belief up, my friend. This is your time. Step up, step in. The second is self-respect. Self-respect, to be honest with yourself, to know that if you eat something that wasn't healthy, that you justify it as an experience, that you accept the consequences, that you are okay with that, and that that's part of life, but also being responsible and knowing when enough is enough. Respecting your actions, respecting your body, respecting your health, respecting people around you, respecting time, the currency of life, and making sure that you optimize that time to create that better future. Self-respect is very, very important in this equation. And then finally, you've got to have something that's really important, something that you need to have it, you know, and if you don't, then you're going to struggle at all times. So we've talked about two really important factors, but I believe that this one is something that you have to have turned on all the time, and that's self-development. You need to know that you are always a work in progress, and that can be a relief, because you're never going to get it right first time. You've got to work at things, you've got to keep on plugging away, you've got to do your absolute best to learn as you go. There is not one shortcut, there is not one secret or one magic bullet that will solve everything for you. You have to figure shit out for yourself by trial and error, by learning, by surrounding yourself with positive people that inspire you, by listening to podcasts like this that make you think and push you forwards as a human being. I'm doing that for you today, but I need you to turn on these lights now. This is good. You can do it. You can do this. Self-belief, self-respect, self-development. Go do it.